G.I. Brides by Duncan Barrett and Nuala Calvi.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Sylvia. As the 8:10 to Charing Cross pulled out of Woolwich, Sylvia Bradley could barely contain her excitement. At 15 and a half, she had only just left school and was thrilled to be joining the crowds of glamorous women who took the train up west every morning to work in the capital's grand hotels and shops. Her blonde hair had been perfectly curled for the occasion and her brand new lipstick applied. If Sylvia's mother had got her way, she wouldn't have been there at all. A talented seamstress, Mrs. Bradley had been a furrier before the war, working from home sewing the false eyes and noses on fox furs for a West End shop. Applying the wartime philosophy of make do and mend, these days she prided herself on keeping her family well turned out, despite clothes rationing, by finding old garments in second-hand shops and working miracles on them so that they looked brand new. She had easily found her eldest daughter a position with a local tailor in East London, sewing trouser hems. But Sylvia, who had grown up surrounded by the fox furs that her mother took in and hearing about the fashionable shops where they were sold, dreamed of one day working in the West End. She couldn't help admiring Dolly Stickins, who lived on the next road over and who her mother sometimes did sewing work for. Dolly worked in the Piccadilly Hotel, and every day she set off for town looking incredibly smart. Her face